Blog Talk Radio. Declare among the people his doings And that's what I'm doing. I'm telling you what is written in the Bible, that is in the Old Testament right now. When he maketh inquisition is like an official inquiry for blood. He remembers them. Let me read verse 12 again. For when he makes inquisition for blood, he remembers them. He forgotten not the cry of the humble. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. Consider my trouble. When I suffer them that hate me, you that lifteth me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all your praise in the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in your salvation. The heathens are sunk down, and I said sunk down in the pit that they made, in the net which they hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by his judgment, which he executeth. Executeth means carries, is snared. Snared means trapped in the works of his own hand. Higugaun, Selah, and Higugash, that means a murmuring tone of a harp. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and the nations that forgot God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation, and expectations means belief or hope, of the poor shall not perish. Perish means to die forever. Arise, O Lord, let not man prevail. Prevail means succeed or win. So let not man succeed. Let the heathens be judged in your sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Selah. And that's true. All right, we're witnessing today. Nations are in fear. I have read Psalms chapter 9 in its entirety, and I pray that you sheep get some understanding from that read. If not, read it for yourselves. I have read Psalms chapter 9 in its entirety. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath Day, everyone. The only day in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. Sabbath starts worshiping. Well, Sabbath worship starts on Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. You are to have your three P's ready, and they are your pen, paper, and pencil. You might want to write down some scripture that I may say to you. In fact, I tell you Exodus chapter 20, verse 3. But let's have a prayer. Our Father in heaven, we sheep, we thank you for waking us up this morning with excellent health and sound, sane mind. I praise you for giving me courage to surrender to you, my Father in heaven. And I praise you for helping me along the way on this earth, keeping me and my family, friends, and loved ones safe from all hurt, harm, dangers, seen as well as unseen. Thank you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, blessed city, and for all those who are in need of mercy, and believe in you and follow in you. I pray that you keep them and bless them with the desires of their heart. In Yahweh's name, he's also known as Jesus. Amen. Again, this is the Feed My Sheep Show, and I want to start a little different from my normal start. I want you all to go to Exodus, that's spelled E-X-O-D-U-S, chapter 20. We'll start reading at verse 1, and then I will be skipping some places in verse 20. I will not read all of it, but these are things that I want you to know that verse 20 says. And it says, "And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God, which have brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage." And that's like the house of slavery. And he's going to bring us out of the house of bondage here in the United States as well. And I have skipped down to verse 5. It says, "Thou shalt not bow down yourself to them, nor serve them, for I am the Lord God." Well, let me start reading verse 5 again. It says, "Thou shalt not bow down yourself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me." Now, let me skip to verse 10. Verse 8, and this is what I want you sheep to know, as well as those who are not sheep and are listening to this program. I thank you. I thank you very much. We're in Exodus 20, and now I'm reading from verse 8. It says, "Remember the Sabbath day." So what do you not understand about remember the Sabbath day? Do you not understand that Sabbath day is Saturday? And this is what the Bible is saying. It's not what I'm saying. It's what I'm reading. Verse 8, chapter 20. "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." What do you not understand about that? You to have your services that you have on Sunday, on the Saturday. I tell you, Constantine changed that with worship to Sunday worship. And he killed a lot of people that didn't transform to worshiping on a Sunday. But now we are in a free country, I believe, and I think so. And you are to keep the Sabbath day holy. Remember that. And I'm going to go down to verse 10 and read verse 10, and then I'll go to today's lesson. We are to read, verse 10 but reads, "But the Sabbath day is the Saturday of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work." Someone is knocking at my door. Hold on a moment, please. Oh, Lord God. I'm doing my program. Wait a minute. It always happens. This is what happens sometimes when you are doing the Lord's business. there is someone to interrupt you that doesn't know, or they know that I have a program on, but they love to interrupt me when I'm doing my program. Let's read Exodus chapter 20, starting at verse 10. It says, But the seventh day is the Sabbath day of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, you nor your son nor your daughter, thy manservant nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that is within your gates. For 6 days the Lord has made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them is, and rests the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. He blessed this day, the Saturday, and hallowed it. So, sheep, what do you not understand about worshiping on the Sabbath? Just because Constantine changed it in the Sabbath worship to a Saturday worship, you rather worship men? Well, I praise God in the United States for giving me the option to not worship on Sunday, but I worship my Heavenly Father as it is written in the book. The Bible. Now, let's turn to Luke chapter 9, and I am going to pick up where I left off. In fact, I will start a few verses from where I left off. I left off at verse 40, Luke 9, but I'm going to start reading at chapter 38, Luke 9. Please turn there with me. Thank you. Luke 9, chapter 38 reads, "And behold, a man of the company cried out, saying, Master, I beseech you," beseech means to ask or beg you, "look upon my son, for he is mine only child. And lo, a spirit taketh him, and he suddenly cried out, and it teareth him, that he foameth again, and bruising him heartily." Heartily means barely or slightly, departing from him. "And I besought," besought means to ask your disciples to cast him out, to cast this devil out, or evil spirit out of his son, and they could not. And Jesus answering and said, "O faithless and perverse generation." Perverse means unacceptable behavior, generation. "How long shall I be with you and suffer you?" Suffer you means put up with you. "Bring your son hither." Hither means here. And as he was coming, the young child was coming, the devils threw him down and tear him. And Jesus rebuked the unclean spirit and healed the child and delivered him to his father. Verse 43, "And they were all amazed at the mighty power of God. But while they wondered, every one at all the things which Jesus did, he said unto his disciples, Let these sayings sink down into your ears, for the Son of Man shall be delivered into the hands of men. Verse 45, "But they understood not this saying, and it was hid from them, and they perceived it not, and fear to ask him," Jesus, "of that saying." Verse 46, "And there arose a reasoning among them which of them should be greatest. And Jesus perceiving means become aware of the thoughts of their hearts, took a child and set him, the child, by him. And he said unto them, whosoever receive this child in my name receiveth me, and whosoever receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. For he that is least among you, the same shall be great. So children are the greatest among us, or will be the greatest among us. Excuse me, I am having to burp. I have to burp. Verse 49 in Luke chapter 9. And John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in your name, and we forbid him. Forbid means to stop or ban him, because he followed not with us. And Jesus said unto him, forbid him not, for he that is not against us is for us. And it came to pass, when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to Jerusalem. Now you were read verse 29, where Jesus' facial expression changed. And the reason why I want you to read that is because the verse that's coming, verses you'll understand when I get to them. You see, let's pick up at verse 51. And it came to pass, when the time was come, that he should be received. He's received up. He steadfastly, that means firmly, directed his face, set his face to Jerusalem, and sent messengers before his face. And they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make him ready, to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he should go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, Lord, will you that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, as even as Elijah did? But he is Jesus, turned and rebuked them and said, you know not what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went into another village. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Jesus, Lord, I will follow you wheresoever you goest. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. And of course, you know, Jesus is now calling himself the Son of Man, has not where to lay his head. So he is telling the young man that if you follow me, you will have nowhere to lay your head. In verse 59, Jesus said unto another, follow me. But he said to to the person that he said, follow me, he said, suffer me first to go and bury my father. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury the dead, but go you and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow you, but first let me go bid them farewell, which are at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Now we have finished reading chapter 9, where Jesus sent out the his disciples. But in this last verse, verse 62, where Jesus said unto him, no man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. I believe that what Jesus is saying to this person, or to all of us, once you have followed Jesus with preaching the kingdom of God, do not turn back into the world, for it is not fit for you, that is the kingdom of God. So if you turn back, if you're teaching the word of God, and if you turn back, you're not fit for the kingdom of God. Whew, let's say amen to that. Let's get into today's reading, the 70 sent back. And that you'll find in Luke chapter 10 at verse 1. Let's start reading. After these things, the Lord appointed another 70 also, and sent them two by two before the face of every city and place whither he himself would come. Therefore he said unto them, the harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few. Pray you, therefore, the Lord of the harvest will that he would send forth laborers into the harvest. And I suppose the Lord of the harvest is the one who has sent me to feed his sheep. I've been thinking all these years that Jesus sent me, but perhaps it was the Lord of the harvest. And not only did he send me to feed his sheep, but minister unto the people, and fear not, for I am with you. This is what I was told to do years ago. And the Lord of harvest does not make a distinction for any just men only, but he's sending laborers, that's women too. And believe me, I would not be doing what I'm doing this day if I had not been told to do it. So the Lord of the harvest sent men and women into the harvest to feed his sheep. Let's pick up at reading verse 3 in chapter 10. Go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor scrip. Script is a bad script. Just go and tell them about the word of God. Nor shoes, and greet or salute no man in the way. The word salute means greet no one in the way. And into whatsoever house you enter, first stay. Say, peace be unto this house. Let me read verse 5 again. The devil seems to be having his way with me, but I pray that you sheep will understand the message that I am conveying out of Luke chapter 10, where Jesus sends the 70. Verse 5, and into whatsoever house you enter, first, say, peace be to this house. And if the Son of Peace, they're different sons, our Lord's. And if the Son of Peace be there, your peace shall rest upon it. If not, it shall return to you again. And in the same house remain eating and drinking such things as they give. For the laborer is worthy of his hire. Go not from house to house. And of course, those houses that you enter are those houses that worship and believe in the Sabbath. And they will also believe in Leviticus chapter 11, not feeding you pork or unclean foods. Verse 8, and in whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as they set before you, and heal the sick that are therein, and say unto them, the kingdom of God is come near unto you. But into whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you not, go your way out into the streets of the same, and say, even this very dust on your feet, verse 11, even the very dust of your city, which cleaveth means to be on us, we wipe against you, notwithstanding. Withstanding means however or nevertheless. Be you sure of this, that the kingdom of God is come near unto you. But I say unto you, that it shall be more tolerable means acceptable in the day of Sodom than for that city. Verse 13, Woe unto you, Chorazin. Chorazin is an ancient village. Woe unto you, Bethsaida, for if the mighty works had been done in Tyre and Sidon, which have been done in you, they had a great while ago repented, setting in sackcloth and ashes. But it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, which is exalted means lifted to heaven, shall be thrust down to hell. He that heareth you heareth me, and he that despiseth you despiseth me, and he that despiseth me despiseth him that sent me. And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through your name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread. Tread means to walk on serpents and scorpions, and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Notwithstanding, that means however, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is worth rejoicing. And in verse 21, in that hour Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit and said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hid these things from the wise and prudent. Prudent also means wise, and has revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seems good in your sight. all things are delivered to me of my Father, and no man knoweth who the Son is but the Father, and who the Father is but the Son, and he to whom the Son will reveal him. Verse 23. And he turned him unto his disciples and said privately, Blessed are the eyes which the things that you see. I tell you that many prophets and kings have desired to see these things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear those things which you hear and have not heard them. Verse 25. And a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him. Tempted means to entice him or to lure him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest you? And he answering saith, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy strength, and with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, You have answered right. Do this, and you shall live. But he willing, that is the lawyer, to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment or clothing, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when the priest saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he saw it, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his beast, and brought him to an inn. An inn is a hotel or motel, a place to stay, and took care of him. And on tomorrow, when he departed, the Samaritan departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever you spendest more, when I come again, I will repay you. Verse 36. Which now of the three thinkest you was the neighbor unto him that fell among thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then Jesus said unto him, Go, and you do likewise. Verse 38. And it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which sat at Jesus' feet and heard his words. But Martha was cumbered. Cumbered means burdened or troubled about much saying, and came to him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, you are careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. And that is to follow Jesus in his saying. See, we have finished reading the 70 sent out, Luke chapter 10. And I pray that you sheep have gathered some understanding from what I have read to you today. Now listen, sheep, I want to announce to you that our holiday is coming up. The heathen just got finished with their holiday, Easter. So now we will have our holiday coming up in April. Some say April the 20th, but the information that I have here, it says April the 21st. I have begun to think that when I'm learning something or telling you sheep or giving you sheep information, and when I start burping, that means that I am learning and telling you something. Our holiday, according to what is in this pamphlet, have April 22nd through the 29th are our holidays. We are the children of Israel. We are the children of the Bible, not those people who are in the country of Israel. I work with many of those for years, and they do not follow the teachings of Jesus Christ as we do. Now, our Passover is coming, as well as the Feast of Unleavened Bread. They are feasts of God back to back. You'll find them, all of the feasts, in the book of Leviticus. Now, the Passover feast, that is when a lamb was sacrificed and its blood was placed around the doors of the Israelite houses in Egypt, which God passed over when the slaying or the killing of the Egyptians. So this is why it's called Passover. God passed over our place, our homes, so that we could live, because we were enslaved at one time by the Egyptians, although they will say not so. But we were enslaved not only by the Egyptians, but we have been enslaved by the Greeks. The Greeks actually killed Jesus. Not the Greeks, but the Romans. We have been enslaved by the Romans, and they are the ones who, in fact, killed Jesus Christ. And right after the Passover, next day is unleavened bread. Well, it's time for me to go. My hour is up. Let us have a closing word of prayer. In fact, I want you to go to the house of Jacob. That's at 16145 Hamilton. If you want to go and worship with them, women, you are to wear a headdress, that is a scarf, and do not wear pants or short skirts. Wear something that is becoming of a woman. Listen, let's say a clothing prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep, thank you for keeping your constant protection from the evil one. I say that prayer in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. If it's God's will, I'll be back next Sabbath. And remember to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you next Saturday, the Sabbath day. Find a church that teaches the Sabbath and does not celebrate.
Help your children.
Go to church today if you can.
Don't let them fall.
And I sent you to
by the side
16145 Hamilton Avenue in Highland Park, Michigan.
Teach them. another, that heaven might find a place in their heart. Down. And I know he lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on, walk on through temptation, 'cause he loves and his wisdom will be our helping hand. I know the truth and his word will be our salvation.